All right, this is Derek Warren here with Michelle and Meredith. They are with the Illinois Deer Donation Program. I thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And I guess the first question is, for those that haven't heard about it yet, what is the Deer Donation Program?
Yeah, so the Deer Donation Program is a pilot program in 12 East Central Illinois counties. And the idea of it is to connect hunters to meat processors, and then hunters hunt a deer, donate that deer to a meat processor, gets ground up into ground venison, and then it gets taken to local food pantries. And then as extension, we come in and do recipe tastings, recipe development, and nutrition education with food pantry clientele.
So even if you don't know what exactly to do with the deer meat, you've got some recipes you can go off of.
That's
great. And I know last time there was a bit of problem with funding, but you said you've got a grant now that helped out with that, right?
Yes, we are very grateful and thankful to the Lumpkin Family Foundation. They recently awarded us $25,000 to reimburse meat processors. We've also had donations from Whitetails, local chapters, Whitetails Unlimited National, and then some local businesses here in Effingham, like Janssen's Heating and Air, J&J Ventures. So right now we have just under about $35,000, and that's just to reimburse meat processors. The special project funding through University of Illinois Extension that we applied for, we got $136,000. So it's a big project, but it's been successful so far, and we're excited.
That's great. And it's all going to food pantries to stock them up. I know after the give us a roundabout estimate of where you're at with donating this food to food pantries. I know there's been a lot of people that have donated.
Yes. First shotgun season was incredibly successful. I don't know if you saw, a lot of meat processors actually quit taking deer Saturday morning just because they were so overwhelmed, not only just with our deer, but also other hunters that are out there. I think we decided it was around 3,000 pounds at least that what came out of just the first shotgun season donated to local food pantries. Our delivery person has been busy. Thank goodness he has a truck. And he's been delivering to numerous local food pantries in the area.
That is great to hear. How can hunters get involved? Like, what's the process to get into that?
Yeah, so one of the biggest things is to follow us on Facebook, so Illinois Deer Donation Program. There we have our partnering meat processors, and we just ask that the hunters call the meat processor to make sure that they have room. The hunter takes it to the meat processor, just has to fill out a couple questions, name, address, tag number, and then the meat processor takes it from there.
If possible, I know this isn't always possible, but our meat processors have asked, please call in advance before you go hunting. The last thing we want is for them not to have room for you. So just call and say, hey, do you have any spots left for the donation program? And then they can let you know from there how to move forward.
All right. And just on the other end of it, for people who are wanting to get some of the deer meat from the food pantries, is there a process to that as well? Do you know about that?
No, not necessarily a process. It's mainly who has enough storage space to take the ground venison. But University of Illinois Extension is typically present in our food pantries, and we have multiple recipes for you and taste testings of those recipes.
Ooh, yes.
So
that's always good. I love hearing about taste testing.
So we do have enough funding to continue through deer season, so all the way through mid-January. Muzzleloader is still coming up. So just because you didn't, maybe you weren't so lucky this year and didn't get a deer first or second season, please continue if you'd like to pursue another deer through hunting season, whether it's archery or muzzleloader.
Okay, so it does extend not just to shotgun season, but
does,
to
yes.
Bow and everything. Awesome.
We just typically have an influx during shotgun season.
Yes. Yeah, that's the most popular, definitely.
Exactly. Just grateful to our local community for supporting us through this program.
Yeah,
it sounds like you've had a lot of local people jump on board with this, and that's great.
We've also had some feedback from food pantries saying that meat is really hard right now. It's expensive to get, even from the food banks. They are trying their best with local sale ads to go and purchase meat here just locally. And so this has kind of helped fill that gap and that need of meat in food pantries. So.
And one good thing about deer meat, it is very lean. So
it is.
That's right.
It's healthy.
Yeah. And then, with it being the holiday season, you know, the donations we got just over first shotgun season has fed around 12,000 people. So we fed around 12,000 people in our communities.
Very nice. Always love hearing that it comes back to the community. So
our five partnering meat processors, and we added one more. So we have Morgan's Meat Market in Mattoon. We have Moequa Packing Plant in Moequa. And then we have Hartrick Meats in St. Marie, Blair's in Louisville, Salt and Strings in Louisville. And then we just added a new one, Howe's Deer Processing in Southern Shelby County in Mode, Illinois.
Okay, wow. All kinds of people jumping on board.
We reimburse the meat processor for the entire deer, so bringing the deer to any of those meat processors is great. However, if you're one of those people who, I got this giant deer and I only want to use so much of it, if you want to donate to the program, you're welcome to say, I want the other half of this deer to go towards the Illinois Deer Donation Program, and just add it to our pile, yes. And we'll pick it up and deliver it to where it needs to go.